So let's start off with the Pretty Girls of Mayo and the Ships of Sailing and the Heather Breeze. So, that's the Pretty Girls, and then the Heather Breeze. Okay, let's just check. What was that? It's on. You guys want to tune up? I mean, even though we're not in the same room, it might be nice to actually be in tune with each other. All right. Now I'm going to screw it up by playing four reeds. So, ready, three, four, and...
Thank you.
Okay, it wasn't too slow, was it?
Sounded good here. Sounded good, John.
Lovely. Good. Ryan, you made it. Claudine, how are you, honey? Good to see you. Tim, good to see you again. Jimmy W. All right, Brenda. Connie and Richard, long time no. Well, I never see you, but anyway. Long time no hear. All right. Let's do the first set of the jigs too. Why not? What the heck? Let's stay on the firsts of the firsts of the firsts. So we did a Connickman's Rambles, Father of Flint, and the Cash. Have a little sip. Mary Mac, how are you? All right, so Connickman's Rambles. And then I don't think there's any Irish musician on the face of the planet that doesn't know the Cash jig, right? I mean, so I don't know if that was Buffy band driven or whatever, but it seems to be like the one jig, universal jig on the planet that everybody knows. And the Connickman's Rambles probably is up there. All right, here we go. 3, 4.
Thank you.
Fun. Woo-hoo. All right. Woo-hoo. Okay, the first set of the hornpipes. The old trusted Boys of Blue Hill and the Harvest Home. Wow. So those will be at least, I think, the two hornpipes that are known universal around the world.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick. Patrick, with that, what is that instrument you've got on your lap? What is that? Patrick does
that's a hurdy-gurdy.
I thought it was. I can't. Can you tilt your your screen forward a little bit so we can see that instrument when you play? Oh, thank you. Lovely. Oh my goodness.
Better to see that than my face.
Thank you.
It's a lovely instrument. Okay.
Thank you.
great little tune. Gonna have some fun with that tune.
What? Suzanne right there. She should be playing that on the accordion.
Who's that?
Suzanne, and I have been working up
there. I haven't seen Suzanne. I don't think she's here today. Yeah, I don't think she's here today. Sharon, how are you? You made it. Good to see you.
I made it. Yep.
Good to see you.
Sharon, how are you?
Hi, nice to see you guys. Several familiar faces.
There you go. And Judy, you made it too. Good to see you. Okay. So, small group tonight, but that's okay. All right, let's go back to the reels. You want to do the next set?
Oh, yeah.
My wife is fixated on this set of tunes, so, you know, she's making the fish tonight, so I have to, you know. So we'll do the Red-Haired Lass, Ormond Sound, and the Scholar. I'm not sure if we did that last week, but, you know, one does what one must to survive.
No bones in your fish tonight.
Yeah, no bones in my fish tonight. That's right. Oh man, there's so many things I could say to that comment. You know?
Very nasty.
So. And then. And then the Scholar. Okay. 3, 4, and. She knows. Couldn't resist. That's how we did it. Myself and Eileen Ivers did it on Fresh Takes with that. Back in 1987, of all places. Who would have thought I made it this far? You didn't know, most of you probably didn't know me in the 80s. A lot of you did, though, I think. You always say, "Dear, but for the grace of God, go away." I survived the 80s. And all right, let's take it down a little bit and let's do the beautiful King of the Fairies, one of my favorite tunes. Let's switch my coupling. I do a little air before this. I won't do it tonight, but I usually do a little air. I play it like an air before.
Do it tonight.
It's kind of hard to follow me when I'm playing as an air.
No, that's okay. Just once or twice. Thank you.
Such a beautiful tune, isn't it? Wow. It's a very emotionally inspiring melody, I think. All right, we're going to do a couple of polkas maybe. So let's do the Ballet Desmond and the Torno. And just liven you guys up. Let me see. All right, most of you know that, I'm sure. And then and the Torn More. Sorry. Okay, here we go. The Torn More, TORNMORE.
Thank you.
Torn More. So give me 1 second here, folks. I have to stand up. Gotta stretch for just 1 second here. Give me a.
We know that last song is Made in the Blue Bonnet.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, Bob, can we come back? Okay, bye.
Oofa. Sorry, folks, I had to stretch. Ah. I might change it to this chair for this. Oh, that might be better. Oh, yeah, that's. Oof. The body is a strange thing, isn't it? All right. I guess we'll go back to Driggs. Jigs. I was looking to have a drink with me, and but I don't want to do that tune yet. Let's do, or maybe I have to. Let me see. Did I get that tune out of here? Maybe I didn't. Oh, I did. Good. Let's do Eddie Kelly's and the Orphan. So Eddie Kelly's. And then. The Orphan. So I saw all the names for the redhead last, but I can assure you it's the redhead last. That's it. That's what it's called. And you can tell anybody I said so. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Sorry. Such a great tune. I haven't played that tune in so long. I think we played it like four times. I can't remember.
Brilliant job. What was those two again, did you say?
That was called the Orphan, wasn't it? Let me look at Eddie Kelly's. Yeah. Eddie Kelly just passed away recently, not that long ago, and a few months ago. And the Orphan, or Miss Casey's. It has another name, Miss Casey's.
Right, the Orphan.
But I'm pretty sure it's the Orphan. The name conjures up the way the melody it goes, really, doesn't it? You know, I mean, it is just, there is such a kind of a feeling of loss to some degree. It's an interesting dichotomy between a happy song and a sad kind of yearning.
Beautiful.
Kind of melody, yeah. Yeah, I wish I wrote that tune. It's really gorgeous. I don't know who wrote it. We'll have to look. You know, maybe maybe it's Patty O'Brien or tune. I don't know. But all right. We'll do the Coolies, I think. Or maybe we'll do a hornpipe. Have we done? We've done one set of hornpipes, right? Let's do Off to California and the Rights of Man. How's that? Does that sound good? I'm pretty sure that's Off to California. Sometimes I'm not so sure, but I think that is tonight. And then the Rights of Man. The Rights of Man is unfortunately a tune that's kind of overplayed in some ways, but it's like really butchered in a lot of ways. That's the problem. But it really is a beautiful melody. It's a beautiful tune. Played correctly, it's a beautiful melody. So, all right, so. Thank you. you mean it. Stop me. I was losing my strap. And all right, so we're kind of just a little over halfway through. And so I do have to do my spiech, as they say in Ireland. And so we're back to the Saturdays, you know, the master sessions on Saturdays. And this Saturday, I think, is exceptional. It's not strictly Irish, although Alistair White is a fabulous Irish player, as well as although he's from Scotland, and of course he's a fabulous Scottish player. And Wendy McIsaac from Halifax, Nova Scotia, playing Cape Breton music. And of course I'll play a couple of Irish tunes as well while I'm there. But it's going to be spectacular. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of support that we get, but I'm getting a lot of people, new people signing up already, which is kind of nice to get some new people signing up. But I hope to see our regulars and spread the word. I've mentioned this Monday night on my Facebook page on my Mondays with John that if any of you do any kind of stuff on Facebook, then you know that they've changed the Facebook look and algorithms. And so a lot of people like me and some other musicians, artists have their own pages and everything are complaining because the numbers and people that they get access to is dropped by more than half. And Facebook was tough enough to begin with before they did all of this stuff. So it's really incumbent, if you don't mind, that you share the information and get the information out there and help in that way. Even if you can't come, or even if you're not really into Scottish or Cape Breton music, and I certainly understand that. There's plenty of choices out there, but you know, the important thing is we need to get the information out to the people that would like it and do enjoy that kind of music. And I'm sure every one of you have friends that, especially the fiddle players, you all have fiddle friends that like Cape Breton music and Scottish music. So please spread the word as best you can. Of course, a week from Saturday, we have none other than Siobhan Peoples and Murdy Ryan on accordion. So that's going to be a wonderful night. And am I correct in saying that? I think I am. Or maybe we're doing the singing. I don't want to get myself into trouble here. It's the singing. This Wheel and Master singing session is before Siobhan and Murdy, I think, are the last Saturday in April. So we're going to have Neve Parsons, a very dear friend of mine and just an incredible, incredible singer. I'm sure a lot of you know her name. If you haven't heard her, you need to listen to her. Of course, Kathy Jordan from the band Dervish. And we're also going to have... who are we going to have? Kathy Jordan. Who's the third one? Oh, my God.
Or a Portland woman.
Claire Horgan. Oh my God, Claire Horgan from Kerry, and then we're going to have Genevieve Galarnu from Portland, and so that's going to be spectacular. All female.
Genevieve lives in Olympia.
Oh, sorry, that's right. I keep saying Portland. She, thank you, Kay. Yes, she lives in Olympia, and she never corrects me either. I always she comes to my Monday nights, and she never corrects me. But she's such a nice kid. Amazing, talented artist, too. Not only a great singer, but fabulous artist. And she was starting... I'm going to have a mural done at the house. Not that I can afford it, but we were starting it, and then you know what hit the fan. But she sent me some little samples. And I'm going to put a mural on the house, even though nobody can see it. I can see it, and Jen can see it. You know, our neighbors can see it. Karen's been here, so she knows nobody comes here unless there's a need to come here. And but anyway, so I'm having a mural made with Tommy Peoples and a whole bunch of people. Now I can't think of off the top of my head, but you know, people that I consider special people in the music that I grew up with and admire. So, Joe Burke, of course, you know. So. Anyway, so it's going to look great when we can finally get it done, maybe, you know, in this century, maybe, before I die, anyway. I think that's it. I don't know, Michael, is there anything I'm missing? No, Michael says no. That's a change. All right, so moving forward, we'll do another jig, I guess. Or we can do another reel. Let's do... let's do another jig. Do Boys of the Town and Gallagher's Frolics and Have a Drink with Me. So I got Boys of the Town written down here, not because I don't know it, but just because I can't remember how it starts. And it's the first tune. The others I know very, very well. So, Right, Boys of the Town, and what did I say? Okay, have a drink with me. Sorry. Ready, three, four.
Thank you.
great tunes there. How's the tempo? I've kind of got lost in the music a little bit there. I wasn't even thinking about tempo, I'll be honest with you. So, okay, good. Good. I'm glad you guys are happy. Jerry, how are you? And I can't see you, but I see a lovely photo, a smiling photo.
That me, no.
Kathy Wilco. Who was that? All right. David, how are you? People are moving around here.
Still working, so I'm back and forth.
Good to have you, David.
Yeah.
Claire's iPhone, Bruce, Brenda. Can't see you, but I know you're there. Anne, how are you? Glad you made it. And Bonnie, Ken, I think that's David Miller. Good to see you. I think I said hello to everybody now. It's a fun night. We're getting a lot of tunes in tonight. I can't believe it. I'm really not talking that much. And the chat is really quiet. That's kind of interesting, too. I don't know if that's a good thing. Maybe everybody's so busy playing, they're not chatting. They know most of the tunes. All right, so let's go back to the reels. Let's do Coolies and the Curlew. Or Curlews, depending on, I think on the session it says Curlews with the yes. Well, I've always known it as the Curlew, but I think that's it, isn't it? Actually, I think I printed it just to be on the safe side. Eileen Ivers and I recorded this tune on Fresh Takes, but doesn't. I think that's it anyway, right? Like a B minor tune. So what do we say? Coolies? Thank you. Interesting. We did a very interesting version. It might be on YouTube if you guys are interested of listening. I forget what we did with it. I don't think we called it the Curlew, though. We might have called it Derek De Burns. We got totally, that record was totally screwed up when it came to names of tunes and everything. We really messed that bloody thing up. And I blame Nick Maloney. He was the producer, so it's all his fault. But anyway, yeah, so Eileen and I did a very interesting version of that tune. And I think that's why some of the arrangements we did on that album back in 1987, it was considered a kind of a breakthrough album. I'm not saying that. That's what a lot of other people have said. So I'm just relaying the information. Don't kill the messenger, okay? So all right. Let's do... oh yeah, let's do the Dumfries and the Cuckoo. How's that? So, two of my favorite tunes. Okay. The cuckoo was one of the very first hornpipes I ever learned, and I played the cuckoo in my very first All-Ireland Championship. So... All right, how are we doing out there? You guys are really quiet tonight. You're making me nervous.
I'm doing really good.
We're all typing
good.
In the chat.
Thank you.
I'm doing good. Hey, party on.
Party
on.
Yeah,
it's been
all right, let's do the Condon's Frolics, I think. We haven't done that already, have we? I don't think so.
We're under a tornado watch here in Little Rock.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, and the rain's coming down, and it's funny colors.
You're just
having
a good old time. You're just having a good old time there.
Yeah.
So if we see you lift off and leave the screen, we'll know what happened.
Well, if I just disappear, it means I shut it down. Or it shut me down, one or the other.
If you lift out of your chair, it won't be my fault.
I don't know. Are we playing the Dingle Regatta?
No. We're doing the Condon's Frolics and the Munster Bacon. Yeah. Sorry. I'm a little slow tonight. I just picked up on that. Alan, you're too quick for me, Alan. All right. Okay, Condon's Frolics and... Okay.
We'll be right back.